You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good afternoon and welcome to Game Day, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Let's go!
We are Fitzy and Hart, Hart and Fitzy, whatever you want to call us. We're used to doing the post-game show, as we will tonight, around 11:30. So please join us. Call 617-779-7937. And,
lines are open now, and if they're busy, call back. We'll try to make room for you.
Absolutely. Get in line. But we're used to the post-game show. We kind of got a little pre-game show feel here today. 2-6, Patriots-Jets at Gillette Stadium. This is going to be a little new feel, new fun, little Thursday night football. We got rivalry jerseys, the Nor'easters. The push is on. The Patriots are sending them out to everybody not named Ted Johnson, apparently. Alumni are getting them, athletes
and
other
Hart
sports.
And Fitzy.
Well, yeah, we didn't get them. But I didn't expect we would. We didn't actually play for the team or do anything like that. We may have helped the team for years and certain.
I would say we both respectively kind of did our part. A little Nor'easter jersey or a little something for the kids would go a long way.
So are we pulling a Rich Keefe? Are we begging the Patriots to send on over a series of Nor'easter jerseys for the crew here at WEEI Afternoons? Okay, I'll take an XL. Fitzy, what size?
Large.
Dan Ball?
Large, please.
Stiz?
Medium?
Yeah, right.
Large.
Large? You sure about that? You sure about that?
Chill out, Andrew.
We got the Nor'easters. We got the Jets coming to town. We have Ted Johnson telling us earlier in the week that, Fitzy, this is a legitimate trap game. And yet, I don't know if we're taking the Jets seriously. I think there are some people, we talked about it last week on the Six Rings, icky week, short week, you're banged up, all these things. And then there's been a lot of talk on Jones and Keefe and elsewhere about, hey, you like the Tonga anytime touchdown? And I'm like, wait a minute, if you're calling for a Tonga touchdown, I don't think you're taking the Jets seriously.
Yeah, if you're thinking this is Super Bowl 20 all over again, I may want to welcome you back to the afternoon show on WPTB, Pump the Brakes, because actually heading into today's broadcast, I kind of want to approach at least my POV from a slight, I guess I'd call it fear of the unknown, as in we have no idea how this Jets team is going to approach the game, Andy. We basically have no idea who these Jets are. And in fact, I don't even think they know who they are. Like, aside from Breece Hall and Justin Fields, I don't recognize any of the names that they'll be trotting out at skill positions all over the offense tonight. We don't know who plays in this secondary that is still top 10 in terms of pass yards allowed. I have no idea how on God's green earth or the fake turf of Gillette Stadium right by the lighthouse they're going to generate a pass rush. And yet they're playing with complete house money. In fact, while it would benefit the Jetropolitan significantly to lose, as Aaron Glenn looks to build a culture of his own, what would be a bigger proof positive that he can actually do that than a stunning close game, if not shocking upset of the Patriots, with a house money approach on a Thursday night?
How about walking across the Hudson? Because I think that's a similar miracle. I agree with you, right? It'd be great. I get what you're saying. Yeah, it'd be great to know. It'd be great if I won a marathon or, you know, whatever we want to dream of in life and then reality.
Hey, someone takes home Keno and Mass Millions every week, right?
I guess. I just need to find, like, the marathon where I'm the only person taking part. And therefore, no matter how long it takes, I am the winner. Because the more I dig into this game, Fitzy, the further I get from my Sunday night post-game trepidation, trap game, because, okay.
And understandably so, too. I was just presenting a case.
And I wish I could. I would love to make the argument that the Jets are going to make this interesting. Only the Patriots can make this interesting. Only the Patriots can make it interesting in a bad
way. Point. Great point.
If they play well or even good enough, it's a cakewalk. So let me just throw some things at you.
Okay.
The Jets have won two in a row. Did you know that?
I did, and I'm just as stunned as you are.
What are the chances they win three in a row? The Jets, the debacle, the team you can't name, the team that just traded all its talent. Are they really going to win three in a row?
Excuse me. Probably not. And Las Vegas and the odds makers agree, because the Patriots, I think it's actually down to 11.5. What did it open at? 12.5?
Yeah, I think it was 12 or 12.5. So it's down a little bit. What's the best way in your mind, potentially, for the Jets to pull the upset? What's generally one of the great equalizers in these games?
Turnovers.
Okay. How do the Jets do in turnovers?
They don't generate many.
Yeah, no. And they give you some. They're last in the league with a -10 turnover ratio. You know how many interceptions they have on the season?
Four?
No, you and I have the same number.
Zero?
Yes, you, me, Dan Ball, Stiz, and Ted all have the same number of interceptions as the professional football team midway through its season.
Egads, and Sauce Gardner went for that kind of king's ransom?
You know how many sacks they have? 17, I'll let you know. Okay, 17. Sorry. So they're barely to a game. So it's not like they have this great pass rush. And oh, by the way, a part of that was Quinnen Williams, one of the best defensive linemen in football, who's now gone. They still have Will McDonald, who I think has their 6 or 7 sack lead.
I think he actually might. He's questionable.
Oh, okay. So they don't have Will McDonald. Perfect. Let's add that to the list. I don't know. Other than crazy big plays from the Jets offense, because they can't throw the ball. You know who else is not playing? Garrett Wilson. So they traded one guy on one side of the ball, an defensive rookie of the year. The offensive rookie of the year is still on the team, but he is not playing. Breece Hall is playing. What's the one thing we often feel very confident about on the Patriots defense?
They gave up their first 50-yard rusher of the season last Sunday, and that guy only got 53.
Yeah, you're going to need Breece Hall to look like Jonathan Taylor, in my mind. He's going to have to be like 180, 190, 220 if the Jets are going to pull this off. And the early drives, is that a concern for Justin Fields to drive it down your throat? The guy who, I don't know, threw for 48 yards or whatever the hell it was last week? You know he has multiple games under 50 yards passing?
Yeah, he does. He often, and I don't say this in jest, he often outruns his own passing yardage.
Yes. So all of the factors in a normal game where you'd, so Drake May could throw four picks. Well, if he throws four picks against the team that has zero picks, that would be crazy. Or, you know, Drake May could get sacked 6 times and 2 of them will be strip sacks. Well, that would also be crazy because the Jets don't really do. Oh, you know what's a great equalizer as well? It's rare. It doesn't happen a lot, Fitzy, but how about special teams touchdowns, right? Kickoff returns and punt returns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just did that. They did that last week. That's how they won. What are the chances they have a punt return and a kickoff? I haven't run the numbers, Dan Ball, but I'm guessing I don't think there's a team in NFL history that's returned a kickoff and a punt for a touchdown in consecutive weeks. 2 weeks in a row did the exact same thing.
Well, 1 week against a tire fire of a team also looking to find their way to Davy Jones's locker of the draft. The next week, short turnaround against a team looking to get the number one seed in the conference. Not gonna happen.
Is our guy, Jeremy Springer, going to allow that to happen with his Brendan Schooler?
And
right? So I would love to drum up the trap talk here and like hiccup talk and don't look past the Jets. And I hope they're not thinking like me. I hope the Patriots players, I hope Mike Vrabel was more creative in like the bleep that's going to get you beat this week column of the game plan. Like, hey, the Jets do this really. I hope he was creative. I hope Stretch came up with something.
I don't even know if they needed to, Andy, because I think if we're to take what we heard from Vrabel that he offered to cut out a meeting and save them 25 minutes one day just so they could, you know, kind of condense their days and get their rest on a short turnaround. And the players said, no, that's important stuff. We'll be there. They have treated this very businesslike. This has been just another work week against another quality opponent. I think everything has been, you know, typical Vrabel, Drake May modus operandi this week.
Absolutely. Or at least that's the impression they've given, right? That they've said the right things, they've handled themselves in the right way. Ted's right. Ted has mentioned it. Like, deep down, you're still a human being. Like, you have thoughts and let up and foot off the gas pedal. And you may think you're doing what you normally do, and maybe you're not. Or maybe you, you know, flip a page quicker in the game plan or the playbook a little quicker than you might have against Myles Garrett or, you know, the Bucks last week.
Sure.
But I don't know that the Jets are really ready to take advantage, even if you have a couple bad drives, hiccups, penalties, you know, you punt and they get another drive. Like, are the Jets really good enough to take advantage of anything you do?
I don't think the Jets are really good enough to do much of anything. Like, what? Okay, let me ask you, what is more likely tonight, Andy? The Jets come to within single digits of the Patriots, or the Patriots shut out the Jets?
Patriots shut out the Jets is definitely more likely than having a single. Yes, Dan Ball.
I'm going to ask both of you guys, with Garrett Wilson not playing this week,
yes,
name a Jets wide receiver.
Oh, no. Fitzy, you go first.
I literally can only name a tight end, Mason Taylor. That's all I got.
Oh, yeah, Jason's a son.
Yep. That's the tweet.
So I feel like I've proven my point just by asking the question.
Can you give me one so I have at least a name in case someone else asked me this question?
Yeah, recently acquired A.D. Mitchell from Indianapolis.
Oh, Adam Mitchell. I just looked at him, too.
You got John Mechie. Tyler Johnson.
John Mechie, by the way, also recently acquired.
Yes.
He went from Houston to the Eagles to the Jets in this season.
Tyler Johnson from the Rams, fourth round pick this year. Arian Smith, can't miss him. And then the other guys, Isaiah Williams out of Cincinnati. And then I guess Alan Lazard is still on the roster. I did not realize he was still active.
Wait, my mom's accountant, Alan Lazard, is still on the team?
That's right. Wow. So it's Lazard, Mechie, Mitchell, Williams, Johnson, Arian Smith, your tight ends, Mason Taylor and Jeremy Ruckert. And then, of course, you're banged up Breece Hall with Isaiah Davis as his backup. Yeah, fellas, this is rough.
And a quarterback who the owner doesn't even have faith in, never mind fan base or coaches or anybody
else.
Holy
UFL franchise, Batman. That is not good.
So, you know, this is a little bit like, I mean, I guess Adonai Mitchell could beat you deep. He's got speed. He theoretically could be a playmaker. But it's a little bit like those Ty Law segments on the Greg Hill show in recent years, not this year, when he was like, who scares you on that offense for the Patriots? Nobody scares you. Certainly no one scares you. And that's why I would go back to, if they tackle, they win this game. Like, I know that's overly simple, but if Robert Spillane and Gibby and those guys at the safety position tackle, make sure Breece Hall, it's fine if he gets 6. Hell, it's fine if he gets 11. He just can't get 61. And Justin Fields, same thing. Use a spy on Justin Fields. He's not going to throw it anyway. So Spillane, where Fields goes, you go. Anytime he drops back, I'll take the crossing pattern.
If Marte Mapu is quicker than Spillane, or if Dr. Gibby is the quickest linebacker, make him your spy, or maybe you even make it one of your safeties as well. And as far as, like, the defense goes, like, Barmore wasn't on the injury report, but he did ding up his back last Sunday to a point where he's laying on the field. Vrabel's holding his hand. And, you know, Tonga, he's been getting reps on offense, and he's now a bit of a cult hero. I still wonder if the pro shop has his jersey on sale yet or if it's going to be coming. But I would love to see a game where some of these starters that are going to be impactful players down this stretch to where you and I have said 13 wins is the floor, I'd love to see some of these guys get out late third quarter. Like, it's a preseason game, Andy, honestly.
But that's right there where I'm starting to say, maybe we're not taking this seriously. We're talking about Tonga anytime touchdowns. We're talking about, you know, what time, Fitzy, you want to pull the starters? Did you think late third, early
like
fourth?
10:15, 10:30.
Which tribe is it? And that's where they are an NFL team. And as the texter pointed out, 978, it's a good text. I agree with everything you guys are saying, but they did it against somebody. They won 2 games, and that's the rub. Not only did they win 2 games, they've won their 2 most recent games. They have a winning streak of late. They have won 2 games.
And they're the second winningest team this month in the AFC East.
Right.
I mean, they beat the Browns and the Bengals, guys. Like, come on.
Those are NFL teams?
I mean, it's kind of.
I agree. There's some tone worthiness there. And both games were kind of freaky and a lot of stuff happened. And I mean, what'd they do against the Browns, if you have the score, Dimball? It was high scoring, right?
Yeah, 27-20 against the Browns, but that was nothing compared to their 39-38 win against the Bengals.
So I'm poo-pooing them, but they've scored 60-plus points in their last 2 wins?
Yeah, exactly, against not an NFL defense and Dylan Gabriel.
See, that tone is where I'm saying we're not taking them seriously. And
they're not taking themselves seriously. Yeah. I just read through their depth chart. The Jets aren't taking the Jets seriously.
And also, like, let's think, too, about how Aaron Glenn like, you know, just when I want to give him credit or imagine that he has, concocted some sort of scenario where that he can get these Jets to buy in and get after it tonight. Like, at the same time, he's been so petty and frustrated with how the season's gone. You heard him this week talking like he wanted to have other beat reporters and pool guys ask Rich Cimini of the New York Daily News for the injury report. Like, it's not going great there.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that man who I thought might be a dead man walking, but I guess word out of New York is maybe he's not a dead man walking, just like maybe Mike McDaniel's not a dead man walking in Miami. We can get into the coaching, and I do think the coaching aspect of this game is an interesting one, especially with a little dabbling of Vrabel in the interview process this offseason. Okay, so let's look at the positives. We've been very negative so far about the Jets. They stink. They suck at everything. We never heard of any of their players. They blow the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the positives. So let's just say that it's a game where you can be optimistic about what the Patriots are going to do. What does that optimism look like, Fitzy? What do you want to see from the Patriots in terms of taking care of business heading into a extended little bye session here?
A nice, 18 for 23, 221 yards, two passing touchdowns, 57 yards on the ground, maybe a clean Nor'easter rivalry week jersey for Drake May, 90 yards on the ground for 15 carries for Travion Henderson, plus a touchdown. And then I'm going to just throw another touchdown out there for fun to, I don't know, D'Ernest Johnson maybe, somebody else. Like, maybe just get him a late carry. Borregales hits a field goal. And then on the other side, just continued consistency by the defense. No lapses, no long runs, no falling asleep in the secondary, letting someone get behind you, like you mentioned, A.D. Mitchell. No. Just consistency, continued consistency on both sides of the ball, and everyone's healthy.
Dan Ball?
I'd like to throw one more specific in there as well. I would love to see a build this week from last week for Kyle Williams. I would love to see him continue to feature in the pass game, even if it's second half and you're playing garbage time and maybe it's a drive or two with Drake and then you get Josh Dobbs in there at the beginning if you're really running away with it. I would love to see him continue to build some momentum so that when you get Kayshon Booty back, you still have him as a depth option there.
Oh, along those lines, I'd like to make a request slash a little piece of advice for my guy, my buddy, Josh McDaniels. Remember the plays earlier in Miami where they did jet sweep, then jet sweep fake backside run, and it was successful? I would like to see that become more consistent with Kyle Williams running the jet sweep, whether he gets it or doesn't get it, and Travion Henderson. I think that puts a bind in the defense because they've seen now what those guys can do. Before, it was like, Henderson's really fast. He might be able to have big plays. Oh, Kyle Williams is really fast. He might be. No. They watched the tape from last week, and they saw whatever that was, the 22-mile-an-hour club or the two fastest guys scoring touchdowns last week. I want to see a revisit of that. So I don't even need a Kyle Williams catch, Fitzy. I'd like to work in a Kyle Williams jet sweep that maybe goes for 8, 10, 12, 15 yards around it.
You don't want to start off the game by dipping into your bag, per se, and running experimental and trick plays, but it would be a nice time once you kind of get a lead and you feel like the game script has gone your way to start workshopping some of those scenarios that you'll need against the Bengals in case you get in a shootout.
We treating this like a scrimmage?
I said workshop some things. This is preseason game number 3 to a lot of people.
Wow, we are so disrespectful to the New York Football Jets who have won 2 games in a row, still play in the National Football League. We're getting ahead of ourselves, but I love it. I love the optimism. Yes, Dan Ball?
Something you brought up earlier on in the week as well, and I'm wondering how much, if you guys give any credence to this, just the fact that, and I saw this on the text line, so I'm parroting this a bit, it's a Thursday night game. Weird things happen in Thursday nights. The primetime slate was abysmal last week, so is there anything in that the day of the game and just the weird window that it's been concerned you in the least bit?
Little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's logical, but the fact...
I think it's somewhat stat-based, though.
Somewhat stat-based is accurate. Now, part of it for me, too, is also Sunday night football sucked. Monday night football sucked. Is Thursday night football going to suck? Could I just see, like, it's a 6-0 Patriot lead on two Borregales field goals in the third quarter or something like that.
That's what happened last week with another AFC leading team in the Denver Broncos.
Correct. So I don't want to see that. I actually liked Fitzy's mapping out of the optimistic game plan. I'm not looking for craziness. I don't need Drake May with four touchdown passes in the first quarter so he can No. Just go out and have a nice, efficient game. I'll add one thing that I don't think you touched on, Fitzy. Hey, Drake May, try not to let really large men hit you from the middle of the defense like you did last week. Let's try to stay out of harm's way. Tonight's a night where I'd like to see him err on the side of throw the ball away and don't take a hit. Don't try to extend too many plays. Like, save that for maybe Ravens, Bills, some of the games on the horizon. So 617-779-7937. Are we getting too far ahead of ourselves? Patriots host the Jets. They are an 11.5 point favorite. Is it a trap game? Or is it, as Fitzy said, the third preseason game where in the second half they can work on a few things heading into their little extended week off of practice and getting ready for the home stretch of the season? 617-779-7937. How you feeling about your Patriots heading into Thursday night football? Reminder, 2:45, we'll talk to Andrew Razor Raycroft about the Boston Bruins. 3:30, Tom E. Curran will chime in on the Patriots in this game. That's all next here on W.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cannot express how much they loved him and they wanted him. Like he was their 1-1. They wanted Mike Vrabel more than anything else, so much so that I heard that when he was on his way to take the Patriots job, they made a last-second call to say, is there anything we can do?
It's Connor Hughes down in New York telling us just how much the Jets wanted Mike Vrabel when he interviewed with them for their open head coaching job.
Oh, you don't say, huh? Did they make him cupcakes for his birthday like they did for Dante Hightower, too?
Maybe that would have done it. Maybe they should have given him cupcakes. Because we'll get back. There's more audio that what they were willing to give him, and it was substantial, to the point where it sounds like had Gerard Mayo not been fired and the Patriots not come calling, that Mike Vrabel would be in Jets green, gang green right now. And that's a tough thought and a tough look for what he's done here. Ah. But let's get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Alan in Brockton first off here on WEEI Afternoons. What's up, Alan?
What's going on, guys? Everyone's talking about Diggs and Henderson and Williams, but I think Hunter Henry's really set up for a big game. it's stretched thin at the cornerback position, safeties, and they got Quinnen Williams gone. He's been quiet for a while. I think we got, you know, we know Drake May can move his legs, and Henderson's a good back. I think if they can get the run going early and then they get the deep threats like Williams and Diggs, it's going to really open up the middle of the field, and I think Henry's going to have a big game today. Let me know what you guys think about that.
Thanks for the call, Alan.
I'll add on to that. Not only does that make sense from a schematic point of view, Andy, but also with no Hoopa, I mean, Hunter Henry is poised to feed.
What about Westover? That's his name, right?
Yeah, but how about Hunter Henry instead?
And what's his first name, Andy?
Starts with a J.
Yep, you're a quarter of the way there.
Second letter is an A.
Okay. Oh, I know you're between two.
Jack.
Oh,
hey!
All right, ding.
I think the only reason I know that is because he kind of moonlights as a fullback, so I've been keeping an eye on the development
That's
of him
exactly
as a fullback.
Why you know.
Otherwise,
exactly why you know.
As opposed to your boy Ponder, whose first name is...
Not Isaiah.
No, it's not.
Okay, but you
Wait,
were
I said not Isaiah.
You were biblically adjacent.
I don't know it. What is it?
It's Elijah.
Elijah.
Come on.
The book of Elijah.
Yes, and I've been listening to my Bible podcast, too, and I still didn't get it. I'm so ashamed. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Coach in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Hi, Coach.
Hey, guys. Before I give you what might be exciting to look for tonight, I have to ask you guys, last week at the end of the half, when Vrabel and the Patriots more or less gave up first down and then had it in their minds they could run it in and then failed to do so, and it took an absolutely perfect throw and play by May and Diggs, if that had not worked out, it really could have changed the complexion of the game. And I'm sorry, I love Mike Vrabel, maybe not as much as the Jets, but that and everything he's done has turned to gold, don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, I don't ever want to see that again.
All right. Thanks for the call, Coach.
All right, then.
I don't know that I disagree. I think they escaped there. I think they got too cute. And but isn't the, Fitzy, isn't the old cliche that winners write history?
That is the old cliche, and that is the GD truth.
So they scored. They won. So they get to, you know, the narrative gets to be shaped a certain way by them. That's just the reality. Yes, Dan Ball.
Like it, Frank. Yeah.
They're 2 for 2 and getting cute so far. It worked in Buffalo at the end. And
oh, boy, that was cute.
Yep, they got cute there, and they got cute at the end of the first half against Tampa. So if you believe in the rule of threes, then the next one's not going to work. But I would rather not see those cute decisions in crunch time as you get closer to the playoffs.
And
that's
just
me.
Are we established that we're calling this cute? It's not aggressive, confident, ballsy. Like, is cute the word we're landing on here?
I don't know. Fitzy, what do you think? It borders on arrogant to me.
Oh, you know, I always like to say, Dan, a measure too clever.
Yes, absolutely.
You end up outthinking yourself. Andy, I will give you the one Belichickian measure too clever that bit them in the ass so hard. It comes from... also from one of my least favorite Patriots seasons, even though it did have some very high highs at times, the Philadelphia game at home when they went up 14-0. And then for some reason, Belichick decided to have,
Nate Ebner, right?
Nate Ebner do a dropkick kickoff onside kick. The Eagles recover it. They go on to score like 28 straight points. And then like, it's like, I remember I did the postgame show with Bedard, and Bedard was beside himself that night. He's like, why are you playing with your food? Why are you being so cute? You're up 14-0. Finish the team and make a mockery of them. Instead, you make a mockery of yourself. I hated that.
Can I take a short, quick victory lap for coming up with Nate Ebner? I feel like that was a pretty good gritty
that, No, that was very good. I haven't seen him in a while. I was like,
oh,
handsome Greek guy, begins with an N, owns the Free Jacks. Damn it, Nick. God, I hate being 50.
Yeah, you love going to those beer gardens and pretending you love the game when you really just love the beer garden. Is that fair?
No, it's a family-friendly, accessible event. Come on, cut me a little slack. The beer garden's also really cool.
I was going to say, I know there's a beer garden, so don't pretend it's family-friendly.
If I'm awake, there's a beer garden.
All right, so let's get back to this pursuit of Mike Vrabel by the New York Jets this offseason that I think some people thought Vrabel was just toying with, using the Jets, whatever. You know, however you want to paint the picture, it sounds like the Jets, at least on their end, didn't see it that way. So we're going to continue with this Connor Hughes audio where he tells about how much they wanted him. And he actually gets into detail, Stiz, with how much the Jets liked Mike Vrabel.
To give you this job. Full control, more money. What do you want? What can we do to change your mind? And truthfully, I know this from talking to people close to Vrabel. He did not use the Jets as this toy. He wasn't just playing with them just to have some fun and then shipping them off and completely ignoring them. He was as interested in the Jets as the Jets were interested in him. And if the Patriots job had not opened, I genuinely believe that Mike Vrabel was going to take the Jets job. Like, he was going to take the Jets job if the Patriots job did not open it. He connected that well with Jaime, connected that well with Woody, connected that well with other members of the Jets brass. Like, it truly was a great double interview. Like, it really was. The Patriots was just the be-all, end-all. It was basically like, to compare it to a college situation, it was like when you're competing against a guy who has an opportunity to go back and be the head coach of his alma mater. Like, you're just not going to win that. Like, you're not going to win that if it's, when so-and-so wants to go back to Michigan or Ohio State or Penn State and there, it's their alma mater. You're not going to win out on that. And it was just, the New England Patriots job was something that Vrabel was never going to turn down.
So they were all in on Mike Vrabel. Money, power, full control. How much more money is it going to take? Fitzy, maybe they would have sent out a quick run for cupcakes.
Just something extra special. But also, like, Vrabel, even though, you know, he loved beating the Jets and had some great memorable occasions himself against the Jets in their own stadium, no less, it wasn't like he doesn't have the same sort of grudge that Belichick does forever against the Jets. He didn't hate the Jets the same way Tom Brady did. So if they were going to give him complete control and he took but a year off and they were going to offer him, like, let's say 4 years and $50 million, why TF would Vrabel be like, nope, sorry, I used to wear a Pats uniform, even though when I made a comment about Tom Brady's shopping mall, they shipped me out of town with Castle for a second round draft pick. Can't do it. Of course he would have.
So Mike Vrabel comes to New England. Aaron Glenn, the former Jet instead of the former Patriot, gets the job. And we're here tonight, Jets at Patriots. We're treating it like a preseason game from a Patriots perspective. How different is this night if Mike Vrabel is the head coach of the New York Football Jets? If he's on the visitor's sideline, he's wearing green. How different is this night? How does the butterfly effect change everything? Where are we?
Well, first, who's the head coach of the Patriots? Are we still stuck in the Gerard Mayo error?
I think that was done. Let's just say
that was fait accompli no matter what.
Yeah, so you hired somebody else as your head coach. I guess it's your butterfly effect. So if you want, you can pick whoever you want in your butterfly effect.
All right, so there is a new let's say Ben Johnson is the head coach of the New England Patriots.
Oh, I like it. The Bears fans are now like, wait a minute, who's our coach? But go ahead, proceed with the
Josh
story.
Josh McDaniels is prowling the sidelines. No, actually, it would have been his guy, Andy. I'm sorry, the name of the guy that he really wanted,
Tommy Reese.
Yes, Reese is his offensive coordinator. Josh McDaniels is just home watching these games, looking for the right opportunity, wondering if the Giants will call him for a head coaching gig, but they probably won't because he hasn't had a chance to put that Josh McDaniels shine on Drake May yet. Drake May is still having a very sexy, terrific, successful season. It just looks a little bit different. Your New England Patriots are not 8-2. They are 6-4.
So 6-4. So it cost you two wins if Mike Vrabel is not the coach. What about the
up
Jets?
Against his Jets are 4-5.
Oh, so he's
and
worth
with their
wins.
Schedule, he's actually added two wins.
Okay.
And you know what they're looking? Scrappy. They also haven't traded away Quinnen Williams. In fact, Quinnen Williams is having his best season to date. Sauce Gardner is on the way to a third potential All-Pro. And the Jets, instead of being a laughingstock and a punchline, they are no longer the J-E-S-T. They are actually now a menace in the AFC East.
Okay, so none of that happened. Mike Vrabel came to the Patriots, and Aaron Glenn went to the Jets. And this is what Aaron Glenn sounded like as the head coach of the Jets just this week.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich.
Is Garrett a candidate for IR, or is that not something you want
to ask Rich?
I'm asking.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich.
Hey,
well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like, we want to hear from you.
You guys have been hearing from, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Yeah, but is it true? Whether you said it or not, did he report something that is false or did he report the truth? Because if he reported the truth, I don't know why you're so worked up. Maybe you need to do what Mike Vrabel did and tighten up the rat situation with your team and your players and your injuries. We'll get back more into that. Mike Vrabel, Aaron Glenn, the coaching matchup tonight at Gillette Stadium. One guy who's cool, calm, collected these days and in control. He put his rat problems way behind him in August. And then there's Aaron Glenn, whose rat problems are center stage. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time to talk a little Bruins hockey. They are rolling yet again. Andrew Razor Raycroft joins us here on WEEI. That's next.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's great.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots game day. We squeeze in a little hockey talk. We go right to the guest line with our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Raycroft, how are we doing today?
Perfect, thanks. How are you guys making out?
We are tremendous. When do we stop being surprised that the Bruins keep winning games? Is this just who they are? Are they a pretty good hockey team, better than we expected?
They're better than we expected, yes. Or, you know, and I think that was pretty easy, though. A lot of people expected them to be dead last in the league, and that just wasn't going to happen. With the David Pasternak's of the world. I think this, you know, where they're at right now with their 11-7 record, you know, I thought they would be a team that got over NHL 500, a team that was competing for a wild card spot all the way to the end. And that's kind of where they're at right now. I don't think we're going to see the 7-in-a-row win, 6-in-a-row losses. I expect this to even out at some point where, couple wins here, a loss here, a couple wins here, and get back to kind of that cadence. But again, when you're in the NHL and you've won 7 in a row, you want to win 8 in a row. You don't want to get off the tracks because it can go quickly the other way, as we've seen already just this season.
Razor, wanted to get your perspective on Morgan Geeky's development and just what a great start to the season. He's had 16 points total in 18 games. He's got 11 goals. He's been, I guess, nothing really short of dynamite thus far. Did you see this kind of season from him, and what do you think has been key to it?
Yeah, well, he showed us last season, and I'm super happy for him that he was able to get off to a pretty good start
and not have to deal with the question marks of, are you this real player? You signed a big contract, et cetera, et cetera. So huge for him to get off to a good start this season. And he's one of the few guys. There's not many guys that can beat goalies, National League goalies, with their shot. And he's got one of those shots. And just what the confidence that he's built in the 12-month period to the chemistry that he's built with David Pastrnak. The two of them read off each other so well. And when he's open, he can score and he can shoot the puck. So that's what we're seeing. And there's nothing that he's doing now that isn't repeatable for the next 55, 60 games.
So, Reza, you mentioned Geeky and Pasta getting together and the chemistry there. How about on the D pairing with Zadorov pairing up with McAvoy? How important has that been to this team settling in, helping the goaltending, everything that's gone into this successful streak?
Yeah, it's huge. And that also coincides with Hampus Lindholm being in the lineup. When if he's not in the lineup, you really can't put those two together. You have to build a little bit of depth in your back end. But with Lindholm in, you can put those two guys together. Nikita Zadorov's had a fantastic season. He really brought what he was playing like at the end of last season into this season. And then when he's with Charlie, it just makes them both more comfortable and gives them both opportunities to make more plays and shut down the top offensive lines in the league.
Your perspective on Lauri, do you think he looks any different since Sturm kind of managed the situation and shook things up? And do you think he's actually improving? Because it seems like thus far, like when Marco has, you know, put in Korpisalo over Swayman, like he's had the magic touch thus far. Do you think that's going to apply to Lauri?
It's for two games. For Mason, this is more of a long-term thing, right? This wasn't like a Casey Mittelstadt where you're sitting a veteran just to, you know, open his eyes a little bit, need a little bit more from you. This is more of a development issue from Mason Lauri's perspective and what you need to do on a nightly basis to be consistent. So through two games, no question. Tonight's another night for him. Tonight's another night. This is the place where he ended up starting to sit out. So, you know, if you're a player, you have some pride, you want to get back at these guys for that as well. So it's been a really nice two games for Mason and you know, just keep developing and keep building your game is the message for him.
Nesson analyst Andrew Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons. You mentioned Pasta, and he got the 401st goal the other night. Can you put into perspective for us, if we're not exactly hockey historians or whatever you want to call it, just how good is Pasta?
Yeah, he's great. He's a superstar. He is flat-out superstar. He is right there with all the greats that have ever played here in Boston. And, you know, you never want to predict the future in pro sports, but I mean, it's pretty easy to say and look at the track record and say he could be the all-time winning or all-time goal scorer in the Boston Bruins history. That's heady stuff for this franchise and 100 plus years of the team being around. So I think what's so impressive, I think everyone has a lot of respect for David, is how he's developed his game, not just being that shooter. He's becoming an Ovechkin, where he does a lot of different things and can play physical and goes out and play makes and just does a 200-foot job on top of scoring goals. So he's a superstar and is going to be an all-time Bruin. That's where we're at already, and he's not even 30 years old yet.
Well, that is music to Bruins fans' ears, calling him an Ovechkin. But that's, I mean, it's really, really hard to disagree with. So for a team right now, you know, 18 games in, 11-7, ahead of expectation for sure. It feels like this stretch, they have a really tough next four games. Tonight against the Senators, then you're in Montreal, a Saturday night at 7 o'clock, doesn't get much better than that. Then you host the Hurricanes on Monday, and then Wednesday across the country against the Ducks. What would you like to see out of those next four games to sort of prove to yourself, any Bruins fan, like, okay, this 11-7 start was no fluke. Like a couple of points, win at least two of those. How do you want to see them come out of this little gauntlet of four?
It feels like you're doing that every 2 weeks. You're looking ahead and saying, wow, that's a tough schedule for all teams across the National League. And how cool is this going to be on Saturday night? Bruins, Montreal, the two top teams of the division, Hockey Night in Canada. Like, it's been a long time since both of these teams have been at the top of the division playing each other on a Saturday night. So I'm pumped to be in the building in Montreal Saturday. But I think it, you know, you get through these three games, these Eastern Conference teams, where they're real 4-point games. Like, you're playing playoff-type games already this year, you know, already. Everybody is through the league because of the way the schedule's set up. And then you get to go out west. And the out west, San Jose is no slouch. Anaheim's one of the best teams in the league. LA is always tough. So those are the West Coast trips are real difficult this season. We saw that when they went to LA and Colorado and Utah. And then they got to bump back in Utah with the Islanders on the way out. So I guess, you know, 500 is probably a good number, I would say, you know, at the end of the day, because it is tough. But the way these guys have been knocking points off, I'm sure their expectations much higher than that if you broke it down with them.
Razor, I read a pretty detailed feature the other day in The Athletic about Morgan Geekie and his sticks and his tape job and color of the stick and, oh, they don't make that color anymore and guys freak out. Is that normal in hockey? Are guys that particular about their blades and their sticks and everything that goes in? Were you that way? Are goalies that way? Is it different for scores? Can you give me a little more insight into that?
Yeah, of course. Guys are, yes, I wouldn't say, definitely not everybody. Everybody's not pretty. There's some guys just, you know, just tape my stick and give it to me and I'll score with it. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of other guys, though, especially the big thing nowadays, right? And as you get older, is the models and the new technology and things changing. And a lot of guys don't want to change what's worked for them already. And that's where you get it. You know, Nikita Kucherov uses a stick that they've got to go find, and he goes through a bunch of them. And I know that was in that article as well, where you're looking for sticks, you're searching. Linus was searching for skate blades a couple of years ago. There was only a few that he could find, and he ordered all of them. So there's guys that like what they have, and technology moves along, but they don't really want to follow that technology. Myself, I was pretty open to changing things to a point, but no, definitely not changing companies mid-season or changing companies if I had a good year or, you know, going that way. I had the same stuff basically my whole career.
Last question. I wanted to get your thoughts and feelings on alternate jerseys or alternate sweaters. I saw the Bruins all rocking the Patriots' new rivalry jersey, the Nor'easter, looking pretty sharp on McAvoy. Do you like the alternate jersey phenom? And also, did you ever have like a favorite Bruins sweater?
Well, I love the Pooh Bear, the old school Pooh Bear, the yellow one. I thought the white one was pretty sharp too. I know. There's you either like that or you absolutely hate it. That's pretty binary, the Pooh Bear. But that was kind of my era, and playing the afternoon games wearing the Pooh Bear in my first couple years in the league was awesome. I love the original six. So I, you know, I'm partial to them messing around too much, but completely understand the business of selling jerseys taking interest and getting social media clicks, etc. So I get it, but at the end of the day, I'm taking the original six original jerseys and running with those.
All right, Razor, I'm not even going to ask for a prediction. We know the Bruins don't lose, so what's the point? You're just going to tell me they're going to win because that's all they do. All right, man, enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Love it. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, brother. You too.
That was Andrew Razor Raycroft comparing pasta to Ovechkin. I feel like some
that
people
was,
may push back
excellent.
On that, but that
no,
was.
I don't know, Andy. He's having a. If he's got 401 goals, and he's just like right now in the wheelhouse of his prime.
Absolutely. So good things, all good things with the Boston Bruins. Up next, all good things. Ted Johnson joins the show here on WEEI Afternoons, and we get to our three-point stances. And if you want to think I'm a homer about the Boston Red Sox, well, stick around, and you'll think I'm even more of a homer because I am more excited than ever what I'm hearing about this offseason for the Red Sox. That's up next here on WEEI.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's such a homer.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.